producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, great idea, 855-993-7569. Junie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Thank you. Here's my question and my problem. I'm 66. My husband's 69. We've been married for 45 years. And about a year ago, he had some heart problems. He's retired. And I've noticed... I'm not sure I would say he's depressed, but his confidence is gone when he plays golf, when he plays sports, when he's in a social setting. And I know that happens sometimes with men who've had some kind of severe health problems. And I don't know what to do. I send him to a hypnotist to try to get him to relax. He's got a lot of performance anxiety when it comes to sports. He's always been athletic. What do I do?
Okay, well, good for you for understanding it. I think hypnosis, you know, I'm a fan of hypnosis, but I'm a fan of hypnosis by definition. Hypnosis is getting in touch with an energy supply of which we're not necessarily very conscious. So I think it works really well once you've made a conscious decision and it can kind of support that conscious decision. Unfortunately, I think that 50% of men who've had a heart attack, who've had an MI, suffer, in fact, it's called post-MI syndrome, of depression. So what I would probably have him do, rather than the hypnotist, even though it may be a little harder sell, is just go ahead and talk to somebody about it. I mean, you could say, well, he could talk with me about it, but as I talked about last hour, we really, men in our society have not really been encouraged to ever admit weakness about anything. They don't. And it's hard to change not only a lifetime, in this particular case, 69 years, but decades and millennia of sort of feeling like they all have to be John Wayne, whose real name, of course, was Marion, but that's a different issue. I think you're wise to understand it. And I would just say, listen, you don't even have to say it was you. You could say, you know, I was listening to Brown on the air today, and this woman was calling, and it sounds, you know, suspiciously like our situation. And she said he should go talk to somebody and just deal with, because part of what he's dealing with, whether consciously or not, is, you know, I'm not the man I once was, and am I going to die if I swing too much, and, you know, how much longer do I have on this earth, and how am I going to, you know, is Judy going to be okay if I'm not here, and all those kinds of things which are perfectly normal but not very productive, especially when they're not admitted to.
Well, and I see how it's manifesting itself.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of anxiety. He worries about everything, and he's very uptight, and he's not
which
sure
of course,
himself.
Which, of course, makes things significantly worse from a cardiac standpoint as well. So.
And he's scared about that.
Of course he is.
He's going to make himself sick again.
Well, and he's very likely not interested in sex right now, not because he's not interested in sex, but because he figures, you know, I don't want to die in the saddle. I mean, there's all sorts of... So I just say to him, listen, I was listening to the radio today, and this one was talking about
the
situation.
I'll tell him, I called you. He's very open. So my next question is, how does one go about finding a good therapist? That's always been the problem.
Okay. Well, there are a couple ways of doing it. First of all, you can just ask around, and certainly a family physician, especially his cardiologist, is not a bad place to start, because his cardiologist is not the first. He's not the first guy that they will, you know, that he will have referred to a therapist. Family lawyer, believe it or not, is quite often a good place to start. So basically, what I would if you have any family members that have, you know, have been successfully in therapy. You can also go to a clinic, because a clinic basically is going to have an intake worker. The advantage about a clinic is you've got a whole lot of people who are on staff. So you have some choices. The difficulty is that sometimes you're going to be sent to somebody who has an opening, which may be the person who is the least, you know, the least popular.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I, you know, and he can decide whether you always want to check and see what your insurance will cover.
Okay.
And because that's not a bad place to start. And he can decide whether he'd rather talk with a man or a woman.
Okay. So this is not an unusual situation.
It's not. As I said, 50%. That's half.
Okay.
And that,
really,
you know, if anything, that may be a somewhat conservative number. I mean, and you think about it, if we think about, as I said, you know, that we're going to live forever, and the idea being that, you know, that we're going to be taken up to a spaceship incredibly healthy and whatever. I mean, it's all sort of kind of silly nonsense that we have, and so it makes it very difficult to deal with the reality of, oh, my goodness. And,
okay,
I mean, if he's relatively healthy,
yes.
How old were his parents when
in their late middle 80s.
Okay, well, so he's well, so that's another 20 years. And if he's, we tend to live a little bit longer. And this was, listen, if you can tell my father, who's, it's one of my favorite horrifying stories, mostly because it makes my brothers crazy. My father had a heart attack at 55, which is significantly sooner than your husband. And he was, his type A personality, he ate 5 hard-boiled eggs with the yolks and butter and sour cream and salt every day of his life. He drank, not to excess, but he drank, had a temper, would play, do exactly the wrong thing in terms of exercise. He would play tennis for like 5 hours in the heat once a week. You know, it's just, he was a walking advertisement for a heart attack. Smoked.
Uh-huh.
And the oldest man in my father's lineage lived to be 63. So my father having a heart attack at 55 was pretty scary. My father died 3 weeks short of his 91st birthday. So if a heart attack sort of helps you look at your life a little bit and sort of do things a little bit differently, that, I mean, this is, and look, and the whole deal is, whether your husband lives another 50 years or another 150 years, you don't, he doesn't want to spend any of it feeling anxious and unhappy. So going with somebody about what he's feeling, what he can do, what he shouldn't be doing, what his options are. Well, I mean, as you know, because we're women, we know that talking about things can make you feel a lot better about them, can give you a perspective. So that's what he gets to. He gets to take a page out of our playbook for this particular situation.
Okay.
And again,
well,
I think hypnosis.
You.
Yeah, hypnosis isn't a bad idea. It's just until, I mean, once he's talking with a therapist, and he, it may be that hypnosis to sort of make him feel less anxious about
work.
Sex.
I thought it would help him relax, because that's part of it. He just can't relax.
Again.
And what happened is it was a waste of money because it didn't work.
It can once he's made a conscious decision. Hypnosis works on unconscious. Once he's made a conscious decision of, okay, I can do square breathing, I can take a moment and think about this, I can decide, you know, going on the golf course or having sex with Judy isn't a terrible way. Once he's made that decision, then hypnosis can be helpful. He may not need it, but until he makes that decision, it's, as you point out, it's starting at the wrong place.
Okay. Well, I thank you for your advice, and it reaffirms what I kind of believed.
Good. I get much less arguments when I do that.
Exactly. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, Judy. 855-993-7569. I mean, it is true that when I sort of confirm what you guys were thinking about, then you're much happier with me than when I sort of send you off in another direction that you were not very happy about, which happens not only not infrequently, but this very day. So 855-993-7569. All right, so this is, I have to tell you something about this, even though we've been dealing with really important issues today and talking about the fact that it's National Brownie Day, I don't actually care about particularly. But one of the things that Jacob found for me today, which, are we going to put it on the website? What do you think, Jake? You think we're getting enough trouble to do it or not do it?
Which one's that?
The in 1660. Right?
Oh.
So that's 455 years ago. All right, 455 years ago. No, that's not true. That's 355 years ago. All right, so my math's a little off today. A woman whose name was either Margaret Hughes or Anne Marshall appeared on an English public stage for the first time in the role of Desdemona in a production of Shakespeare's Othello. Now, for most of you who know anything about this kind of stuff, and I assume that there are lots of you who do, that the women's parts were played by men. You should Google Margaret Hughes, and you understand why actresses had a bad reputation. Apparently, she was a mistress of Rupert, Prince of the Rhine, but her picture has a Janet Jackson a wardrobe malfunction. So you can all go. See, I can just see everybody clicking to Margaret Hughes on Wikipedia. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA, Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
Jacob is exactly correct. All right, so this is a time of year where people buy videos for stocking stuffers, which I think is a great idea. Don't do it for me, though. I've already seen all the movies, so it doesn't make any difference, all right, for me. So I'm just trying to find ones that all right. So, we've got, See, this was a different one. Sorry, I'm going through this, but there was an earlier list. I'm going to go through another. We'll do this one, because this one was just out of date. Okay, we've got coming up this week, coming up next week, I guess, is He Named Me Malala, which is the fascinating documentary about the young girl who was shot in the head by the Taliban and has become, since then, a worldwide spokesperson for the rights of women to be educated, girls to be educated. And it's really an inspiring story. It gets a little cranky at some point when somebody accuses her dad of basically convincing her to do this against her will. It's a very interesting story, and it's really scary. The idea being that the Taliban have decided women shouldn't be educated. I know, many of you are thinking I'm an example of that, but shame on you. Okay, Mission Impossible. Rogue Nation is coming out on DVD, which should do very well. I think Tom Cruise will probably outpace Malala. The terrific stunt where he's on the outside of a jetliner, and where he actually did that stunt, they actually have a DVD. I don't know if it's on the it may be as sort of outtake on the DVD, but it's fascinating. This is I thought this was a really fun Mission Impossible. It made you realize why we love Tom Cruise in the first place. So I thought this was really fun and should do well. Maze Runner: The Scorch Trials. This is not a bad movie. It's a young adult novel that it's been made into. This is the second in the series. I think there's at least one more to go, probably more than that. And I mean, you may sort of scoff, except Harry Potter was a young adult novel. The Hunger Games was a young adult novel. This seems to be the newest genre of getting kids to read again, which is wonderful. The books themselves, I have not read Maze Runner, but I read all the Harry Potters, and I read most of the Hunger Games. And they're surprisingly well, I don't know why surprising, that's kind of a patronizing term. They're well-written, interesting books, and they've made terrific movies. Let's see what else we got coming out. Well, we've got coming out in the next couple of weeks, we've got Heist, which is actually a pretty good movie with Robert De Niro in it. Hitman Agent 47 is these violent movies. I'm losing a little bit of patience with. Meet the Patels doesn't come out till after the first of the year, but it's really adorable. The idea being a man who's looking for a wife. This is, if you think you're having a hard time dating, wait till you see Meet the Patels. It's really a charming story. And the screening I went to, everybody was a Patel. Apparently, it's the equivalent, the Indian equivalent of Smith, or Brown, I suppose, without the E. Sicario comes out after the first of the year. There are a whole bunch of movies that are going to come out just after Christmas, I guess, which I thought, a lot of people think is one of the best movies of the year. It's very well done. It's very well shot. Infinitely Polar Bear is, it's an okay movie. It wasn't my favorite kind of thing. Captive irritated the daylights out of me, to be quite honest. But so you can see there's gobs of movies that are coming out after the first of the year. I suppose the idea of getting as much money as you can for Christmas and then releasing a bunch of them. Sleeping with Other People is going to come out right after the first of the year, which is one of those comedies that you can kind of see everything coming, that this couple hook up kind of accidentally and then become friends and talk about all the other people that they slept with, and then are they going to get together? Very Hollywood, a little alarming in some ways. The Experimenter, which I thought was a terrific movie about the Stanford experiment. Well, this is the one that where the idea being that you have a switch that supposedly gives an electric shock to somebody, and how far people were willing to go. This was out of Yale. Stanley Milgram, who is played by Peter Sarsgaard, is terrific. I learned about it when I was in graduate school back when dinosaurs roamed the earth. People think they're delivering painful electric shocks to an affable stranger. And what they're willing to do. It's Winona Ryder is also in it, which is nice to see her on film. Dennis Habert, Jim, is it pronounced Gaffigan? I don't know how you pronounce his name. I see it all the time.
Yep.
Okay, so I got it right. All right. Plays the kind of affable guy that they're shocking. So it's there are a bunch of DVDs that are coming out. Do go and see some of the movies that – this is one of those really interesting years for the Oscars in that there are so many movies out that there's no front runner. Some people think Spotlight is going to be the front runner, but there's no obvious choice, which there have been a lot of times in other years. So as I mentioned, one of my favorites that you should definitely go and check out is Shaun the Sheep movie. I love that. I'm trying to decide whether or not I can legitimately put it on my best movie of the year. I think I'll probably have to move it over to animation, but it's really terrific. So lots of really good movies. I don't know if we have it up yet. I'll check with the guys about your favorite movie of the year. But I'm not going to put my choice up until after you put yours up because I don't want to unduly influence you, although I had the sense I don't unduly influence anybody, but there we go.
Looks like we do have that up.
We do have it up?
Yep.
Okay, good. But we'll compile it as we get a little closer to the end of the month. Everest is coming out, although Everest, if you can see it in 3D, is worth seeing in 3D. I'm not a fan of 3D, but it's wonderful. I don't know if it's still around. It'll come out the second or third week after in January. And Straight Outta Compton is going to be out. So a lot of really big movies. I guess this is not an uncommon kind of thing, as you get a whole lot of movies that have a fair amount of traction, and they put them out right after Christmas. If I were they, I would probably put them out just before Christmas. But I guess the idea is that Hollywood studios tend to dump movies in January, the glut. So the really good movies, the ones that are up for Oscars, the family ones, although there have been a number of movies that are just sort of being dumped. At any rate, all right, 855-993-7569. For those of you who are feeling that movies are just not highbrow enough for you, on this day in 1813, Beethoven's Seventh Symphony was premiered. Not surprisingly, given the fact that yesterday was December 7th, this was the day that FDR said that December 7th was a day which would live in infamy, and the U.S. declared war on Japan. Interestingly enough, in 1953, on this very same day, Eisenhower delivers his Atoms for Peace speech, which leads an American program to supply equipment and information on nuclear power to schools, hospitals, and research institutions around the world. And for those of you who are Beatles fans and who among us is not, this is the day that John Lennon was murdered by Mark David Chapman in the Dakota, from the Dakota. So kind of one of those difficult days in history, but there does seem to be, I mean, thank goodness for Margaret Hughes and her wardrobe malfunction. Where was Janet Jackson when we needed her? She wasn't going to be around for another 300 years. 800-544-7... I just gave you the wrong phone number. 8. Dr. Joy, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Get your play card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, so I thought one of the things we'd talk about, just because we've had it up for a while and we haven't actually sort of attached our little laser-like vision to it yet, which is, now, Jake, are you dating at this time in your life or not?
I have a girlfriend right now.
So this would not be a good time for you to be dating?
No.
Okay, well, good. How long have you guys been together?
About 4 months, I think.
Oh, so it's brand new.
Yeah.
Cool.
But we had been friends for like 2 years prior to that, so.
Okay, so you didn't meet online. You'd already knew each other.
Well, I knew who she was, but then I did actually meet her online, funny enough.
Did you know, that something like, that 50% of all marriages were people who met online, and my guess is that's a conservative estimate these days.
Wow.
Yeah. So please don't feel the least, but it's really interesting. At one point I knew about 20 couples who were dating, And most of them did not admit to meeting online, but I think at least 17 or 18 of them had.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, so it's fine. I mean, it's, you just have to be a little cautious about it. But it sounds like... So the two of you actually knew each other and rediscovered each other online?
Yeah, she was kind of had a short-lived time in my hometown, so I knew who she was. She was actually friends with one of my brother's girlfriends when we were younger, and then I had never met her. And then years later, I saw her on a dating website, and...
Wow, that's really cute. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, so have you ever had a huge surprise when you were dating?
You know, I was kind of trying to think of that. The only thing I can think of was I did go out on an online date. We went to a bar, which is never really a good start.
Never a good idea.
But as we were talking, some other guy came into the bar, and she kind of turned and started talking to him, and I assumed maybe it was just somebody like a friend she had known. And after about 5 or 10 minutes went by, I was wondering what was going on. She had her back totally turned to me. I was just having a conversation with this guy. And I ended up FaceTiming a friend of mine and, like, showing him, and he was laughing about it. I couldn't believe it. And so I finally was just like, all right, I got to get going. And she was like, oh, that was so fun. And I think she was just had been inviting, you know, dating website guys and hoping one would come and got
so she
more
invited
than she bargained
two of you
for.
At the same time?
That's what I'm assuming.
Wow. I mean, that's when you talk about multitasking, I don't think that's what most of us have in mind.
Right.
Multi-dating. Yeah. Jeez. How rude. Well, it sounds like you've dodged a bullet there.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm trying to think, because I've written, obviously, well, maybe not obviously, I've written two books about dating.
Oh.
And, yeah, one is Dating for Dummies, which is turns out to be the second most popular dating book after Men Are from Mars. And at some point I'll probably overtake them because they came out 7 years before I did. But I've done two upgrades, two revisions, and I haven't done any. So at some point I'll probably overtake them. And I wrote Dating Disasters, which is actually a lot more fun. Because it was really, I mean, your story doesn't, it just pales in comparison to other people's. I mean, things where people will come and order lots of food and then disappear. With a check. Yeah. I mean, they're just, and at a drive-in of leaving one car and getting in somebody else's. I mean, they're just, it sort of makes you believe. And I wrote Dating Disasters probably, you know, better part of a decade ago now. And I think manners have gotten worse, not better since then. That, you know, that people somehow the internet gives people permission to be anonymously mean, I think.
Right.
And also, I don't know, manners. I worry about that, although it's one of my favorite quotes from Pliny the Elder, who said this generation has no respect for elders. They don't stand up when somebody comes in the room. They're rude. They're self-involved. And it was written, you know, Pliny the Elder like 3,000 years ago or something.
Uh-huh.
I think every generation looks at the younger and says, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But I do think there is actually some sort of – people are just less connected, I think, in some ways. And I just read a really interesting article about connectivity. In fact, there's a documentary about it that looks at radio and television as the way – and newspapers as the initial way of people connecting with each other. And then how the internet has really taken us almost full circle so that we're more connected but less involved.
Yeah.
Really interesting phenomenon. All right, let's see what other people have said about biggest surprise. I you know, whenever I do one of these kinds of things where I think, well, it's going to be really fun, sometimes it's not. So I guess part of the fun, somebody asked me what the most fun thing about the program was, and I said that it's infinitely surprising. I never know what's going to happen. And for me, that's really a huge, huge advantage. I mean, to not be able to predict exactly what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Who wants to be able to predict all the time?
Right.
All right, so let's hear what people have said, the biggest, best or biggest surprise.
Okay. This one's kind of interesting. I took a blind date to a restaurant, and she noticed that I had a cold sore. She says, loud enough for people to hear, you have herpes? Then afterwards, she wants to go somewhere but doesn't tell me where. But gives me directions.
The hospital?
We stop in front of the bus depot. She goes in and comes back out after 10 minutes and tells me that she wanted me to show me off to her ex-husband. And she told me that he wanted to come out and hit me.
Yeah, I think we actually may have read that one before, and because it is just remarkably awful. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what else we got.
A trip to New Orleans from a boyfriend. Also last year, a weekend in Mexico with my grandparents.
Well, I'm sure that counts as a date, but or, you know, dating your grandparents is probably considered a little strange in many places.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've heard about all of those kinds of things. I remember the thing that I was most, and this isn't really exactly what we're talking about. Well, let's do one more of those, and then I'll tell you the story.
All right, here's hubby bought my Garth Brooks tickets twice.
Oh. Garth Brooks, I just saw a picture of him. He's put on a lot of weight, but he's a sweetie pie. I actually, I met him once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really nice. Really nice guy.
That's cool.
Yeah. He wears that hat a lot, though. I remember seeing, what was it called? Was it NYPD Blues? I think that's what it was called.
Okay.
With Daniel J. Tremonti. You probably are too young to remember it. It was kind of one of the... And Betty Thomas was on it before she started directing all those movies and being very famous. But the scene I remember most, and it resonated with me most, is that the Joyce, maybe that's why I remember it because her name was close enough to mine, was on a date with somebody, and Daniel J. Tremonti walks in. And she decides to leave the guy she's with and go and hit on him. And I remember thinking, on the one hand, wow, that's really kind of rude. And on the other hand, thinking, well, I mean, how cool is that? That when you see, you know, you just don't want an opportunity to walk by. But it occurs to me that she could have finished up the date with the one guy, gone and found him or gone to the ladies' room and said, look, can I call you tomorrow or something. That there are probably better ways of behaving than just dumping one guy for another. I mean, dating is a high-wire act. I mean, people are very vulnerable, and I think you have to at least be kind to people.
Definitely.
Apparently, kindness, I guess that was one of the things that, I said I was at this thing yesterday, Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS, and they have the Gypsy of the Year contest, which apparently has been going on for 27 years. And 27 years was when the AIDS, it was started in 1989, and Judith Light came out and talked about how it was on the first benefit, where everybody in the audience had lost somebody, and how really sad that was. And I remember yesterday, I think there was a story that said that there had been fewer AIDS cases reported in the last year than ever before. So it's amazing how much things have changed. 855-993-7569. K, can I put K on, Jake?
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, good. Kay, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How am I to help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. This is Kay. I was calling to ask you if you have any suggestions for the holidays coming up, and as far as family visiting for the holidays.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Go ahead.
My situation is that I have family coming in to my husband and I's house, and we have a child, a toddler, and we have two rooms available as far as guest rooms.
Okay.
And those rooms will be filled up by my immediate family, mom, dad, and siblings, as well as my husband's mom, dad, and family. So I'm wondering, do you offer your home to additional people to
All right. Well, let me put you on hold, and we'll come back and figure it out. All right. 855-993-7569. We're talking about the KN. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're at 855-993-7569. We're talking with Kay, who's got two extra bedrooms. Her family is going to take them. Her husband's family is going to take them. They have a toddler. So, Kay, part of the question is, how many more people are we expecting? How old are they, and how long do they intend to stay?
They are adults, I would say in their 50s,
okay.
And they're expecting to stay from Christmas Eve until the following Sunday after Christmas.
So what would you do, just put sleeping bags down on the floor in the living room?
That's the issue. I do not want anyone sleeping in the living quarters of the home, like the living room or dining room area. I just feel like there should be an area for people. If they wake up, they can go down and.
Okay. So where would you put? So we're talking about what? Four other people, two other couples.
Two other people.
Just two. Okay. Well, where would, if we say yes, that they could say, where would you put them?
I would in my loft area.
Okay.
But it would still seem to be a little bit crowded. So I
okay.
don't know.
All right. Well, all right. Here's what I do. I think you're very generous, and it might be kind of fun if you had a whole bunch of different generations. You could actually do a boys' dorm and a girls' dorm. But it sounds like your parents and his parents are not going to think that's adorable. So I think we'll have to leave them where they are. The loft area sounds like a possibility, but as you say, it sounds like how many bathrooms do you have?
Well, there would be one bathroom with the shower for use for the guests.
Okay, in addition to
I do have a half bathroom and in my our master suite we have a shower.
Okay, so you basically got three Johns for what have we got 2, 4, 6, 8 adults. So you should I think the issue isn't so much the showering, all of that, but it's the Johns. So I think you'll probably be okay. Here's what I do. You may want to look around and see if there's either a bed and breakfast that's nearby, or a motel or something, and see if there's something available. And if there is, you could either say to, all right, well, in general, you could say to everybody, look, you're welcome to stay here if you'd like a little more privacy and your own bathroom. We found these particular rates. You may also, the other possibility is to see if you have any friends that are going to be out of town. And you and your husband and your toddler go and stay there and let your house be the dorm. But I mean, it sounds to me that I would look to alternatives to see if there are any. And if they're not, then for a couple of days, may everybody be comfortable. If there are alternatives, then you can offer everybody options. You can say, you're welcome to stay here. Here's what the arrangements will be. But if you'd like a little bit more privacy, here's what, and you know, we're willing to subsidize it as part of your Christmas gift or whatever. But I think for a couple of days, it sounds like you've got enough bathrooms to cover. You've got mostly adults, and you've got the loft space. So it sounds like you'd be okay. It's really up to you. But if I were going to do it, I would take a deep cleansing breath and decide that this has to look much more like summer camp than it does like, you can't be a perfectionist at this because it'll drive you nuts. That place is going to be messy, and I know you want to have the common areas available for people, which I think is not a bad idea. But people are going to drop stuff there, and they're going to be, it's going to be a little chaotic. But if that's okay with you, it's certainly okay with me. But I would investigate in the next day or two, so you know that there either are alternatives or not. Because some people,
I just don't want to sound like I'm being insensitive by.
No, but I think that's why you need
to come and stay, and you all. I'm going to search for a hotel for you all.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. You can give them the option of saying, "Look, everyone's welcome to stay here." But the accommodation is going to be a little crowded if you'd like to have, I have some people that I know who would rather have root canal than stay overnight at someone's house. They just won't do it. And I have some people who think that that's the most fun thing to do in the world. So part of it just depends on people's own philosophical bent toward being in a kind of crowded situation. But see if there are alternatives. If there are, then you can offer them. By being gracious that you're welcome to stay here. If it seems a little bit too much togetherness for you, here's some options. If there are no options, I would just invite everybody to stay.
Okay.
So you need a little more research to know what to do. But if you're going to offer them, rather than saying, you can say it to everybody. You can say, you're welcome to stay here. We'd love to have you. Or you can have a little bit more privacy and we'll all get together for meals.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay. And as I said, the third alternative is for you and your husband and baby to move out. And
I would be stressed because I would be worrying about what's going on at my house.
Well, if, then don't
away,
do that.
Because
the idea is to stress you as little as possible. And for some people, the idea is that, you know, they don't trust their relatives enough to be in someone else's house, but they trust themselves enough. I mean, it sounds like it could be really fun, but you're just going to have to decide that that because people are going to have different bedtimes, they're going to have different tastes in music, they're going to have different table manners, they're going to have different food that they want to eat. And so you're just going to have to decide that this is going to be chaotic fun. As I said, think of it more like camp than a dinner party. Because if you make it a dinner party, you are going to be, by 6 o'clock Christmas night, you're going to be ready to rip your hair out. So.
All right. Okay.
All right, so just relax and decide it's really going to be fun, and you may want to have, like, buffets and you know, just cold cuts so people can come in and make themselves something to eat if they want, and just and understand that tell your husband what you want for a Christmas present is a massage as soon as everybody leaves and someone to come in and clean your house.
Right.
All right?
Right. Okay.
Well, I mean, it does sound like it. I mean, if you can relax, it sounds like it could be a lot of fun.
It sounds fun, but then I'm kind of an introvert, so I kind of like having my own space and my time to myself.
Not going to happen over Christmas. You can have it right after Christmas and just before. This is, honey, this is the universe's way of making you a little more social than you expected to be. And listen, this is the Anna and the King of Siam School of Life. You're going to pretend you're having a good time, and then you will. And this is just...
Okay.
And look, I don't know if you've ever been in a situation with somebody where you take opposite sides of a question to just sort of explore a little bit. This is your chance to see how much fun it is to not care as much, to be a little bit more outgoing, to be a little sillier, to be, you know, to be a little less in control, a little less in charge. It'll teach you something. Because if you go into it wanting to be, you know, having your own private time, you're going to be ready to set your hair on fire. All right.
Right.
So
all right. Well, thank you.
That this is going to be really fun. If nothing else, you'll impress the daylights out of your husband about how relaxed you are.
Okay,
okay, Cookie. 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.